Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm your host, Tim Shanahan, and today we've got a blast from the past. This entry was first published as a blog on May 2nd, 2020, and was reissued on December 20th, 2025. On December 20th, 2025, it'll be the first time that this material has been in the form of a podcast. Now, the issue that we're going to talk about here is, should we be using words correct per minute? Research has continued to accumulate on this issue, suggesting the positive value of a somewhat different conception of oral reading or text reading fluency than what most schools depend upon. Although I don't think this alternative test is ready for prime time, I do believe that the conception of fluency underlying it is useful to teachers, and that's what we're going to get into today. I had received a question from a teacher. She wrote this: when providing fluency instruction, should time, such as the number of words per minute, be an element? Our school has been doing that, but elsewhere I'm hearing that we shouldn't be doing that. Well, here's my response. Fluency is a bit of a mashup. It's not a pure skill. In fluency, it's important that students read the words correctly. That's the accuracy part of fluency. Accuracy obviously depends heavily on decoding skills and, well, decoding instruction. However, unfortunately, many kids can read words accurately, but they still aren't fluent readers. In fact, that's what got people teaching fluency in the first place. Boys and girls who were on track with their phonics, but still couldn't read well. If reading the words right takes a lot of effort, that reading will likely be slow and labored. Dedicating so much attention to decoding the words might enable accurate reading, but it's sure to distract from comprehension. Fluency is about enabling comprehension, not distracting from it. Ease of decoding is not really about speed. Nevertheless, speed is how we tend to measure it. Someone who can decode relatively quickly is probably not expending a lot of attention on decoding. At least that's the theory. That's where those words correct per minute, WCPM, measures come in. They're assessing a combination of accuracy and speed. The problem with that is that there are two ways to improve your words correct per minute scores. One way is to accomplish high degrees of decoding proficiency, and the second is to hurry. Decoding proficiency will help improve reading comprehension. Hurrying won't. Many experts, me included, instead of talking about speed or rate these days, have begun to use the term automaticity. That changes the word, but not the measure. We're hoping the shift in nomenclature will get teachers to focus on ease of processing rather than on rushing kids through a text. But if speed is the measure, many teachers are going to continue to make speed the point. Recently, I came across a study that helped me to think about this situation in some different ways. These researchers view fluency as a process that enables parallel processing. That is, they claim that fluency allows readers to multitask, to do more than one thing at a time. The modern notion of multitasking reminds one of the eye-voice span. More than a century ago, reading researchers figured out that when readers are reading a text aloud and you suddenly turn off the lights, they'll keep reading at least for a few more words. That's pretty interesting. Readers can't see the text, but they read it anyway. The reason that works is parallel processing. Your brain is doing one thing while your eyes are engaged in something else. While your eyes are jumping forward and gobbling up information from the next set of letters, your brain is busy turning the previous set of letters into phonemes and meaning. Good readers can demonstrate bigger eye-voice spans than poor readers. After the lights are extinguished, good readers continue longer, more words, than poor readers. This research study suggested that a better measurement of oral reading fluency might be an eye-voice span measure. Remember, the point of oral reading fluency or text reading fluency is to ensure that the foundational skills are being implemented in a way that enables or facilitates reading comprehension. That means text reading fluency includes a third skill beyond accuracy and automaticity. That's where proper expression or prosody comes in. To be fluent, readers must read the words and they must do that easily, but they also must organize the words in a way that allows them to understand those words. Remember, fluency is a bit of a mashup, and that means it includes both word recognition and a bit of reading comprehension as well. Now, we're not talking here about deep thinking or extended analysis or reflective comprehension, but a kind of first blush sense making. What is included in this on-the-fly sense making? Well, readers must use the punctuation and meaning to insert pauses in the right places and to do things like read heteronyms accurately. It matters if you come up with the right pronunciations of words like read red, live live, wind wind, bow bow. There are fancy ways of measuring prosody, but basically it comes down to this. As a listener, can you follow the ideas in the text as students read it aloud? Does it sound like the reader understands it, whether or not he or she does? Does it sound like language? I have no problem with using words correct per minute as a measure of fluency, but encouraging kids to read as fast as they can is not appropriate test preparation. And great words correct per minute scores accompanied by lousy prosody is not what we mean by fluent. Your scores may look great, but your kids won't be good readers. The problem is not in our measures, but in ourselves. And with that, that'll be my last word on this words correct per minute idea. I do like that idea that the kids who are most fluent are going to be the ones with the longer eye voice spans. And the kids who are really struggling with the decoding part of it, they're going to not be able to be very many words ahead. So theirs might be zero or one or two words. Well, with that, if you'd like a written version of this, please go to the Shanahan on Literacy website. This blog entry posted there on December 20th, 2025, should we be using words correct per minute? One of the benefits of seeing it in print is that there are two research references for this one. Very, very interesting studies. And because this is a blast from the past, there's also a link to 20 previous comments that various educators have made about this entry. I'd like to thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, for the fine work he does. And thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you up the road a piece.